This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, the new Friday, December 2nd already.
First of all, Nick and I are blown away.
We are. I can't think of other verbs.
Yesterday kicked off Spotify Wrapped season. And we are so thankful of so many of you posting about Snacks Daily as your number one pod.
Snackers, if you posted, you're the best ones yet.
If you know, you know.
So Jack and I decided to make today's pod the best one yet.
TBOY, for our first story, we have a winner of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's called Spending Every Day.
Yeah, and it's best explained by cookie dough and cookies, chocolate chip.
For our second story, SpaceX is on the brink of a space exploration.
But Elon is telling employees it's also on the brink of bankruptcy.
For our third and final story, Grammarly just hit a $13 billion valuation to fix the your problem.
Do you need the apostrophe? Do you not need the apostrophe? Snackers, decacorns are the new unicorns.
To whom it may concern.
To that it may concern?
But Stackers, before we hit that wonderful mix.
This is, honestly, Jack, I'm blown away by this mix. I did not see this mix coming today.
When it comes to holiday travel, we got your back.
We do. And Snacker Low Green, he tweeted at us about an Airbnb that Jack and I think you should know about.
Yeah. So actually, Snacker Low Green has your back, really.
Here's the thing, Snackers. Nothing says Christmas like the high-pitched tone of Joe Pesci's lovely voice.
Hiya, pal.
And nothing feels like Christmas more than the McAllister family home from Home Alone.
Harry, why are you dressed like a chicken?
Well, slap your hands against your cheeks. Get this. You can now rent the Home Alone home right there in Chicago.
Fuller, easy with the Pepsi.
The actual Home Alone movie house. That's what we're talking about. It's on Airbnb.
I made my family disappear.
Now we know what you're thinking. What's going on with this Home Alone home? This Home Alone home, it features the original large Home Alone kitchen that you know well.
With 1980s style. Perfect for making highly nutritious microwavable macaroni and cheese dinners just for me.
And Jack, if you walk upstairs, you're going to notice that every room, it's red and green.
Every room, just like every scene in Macaulay Culkin's real life.
Now, FYI, Snackers, Jack and I want to let you know, scheduling is tight. Bookings for the Home Alone house start on December 7th next week at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard.
There's an old man next door with a shovel, a bucket of salt, and really scary black boots, but he actually has a heart of gold.
Great guy. There is an Airbnb warning, though, that Uncle Frank is the worst.
Uncle Frank, don't even talk or don't even listen to him.
Jack, I'm going to give you till the count of three to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister kicking off our three stories.
A lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Mom, let's hit our three stories.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. Yeah, yeah.
The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Jack, call it the queen. We are crowning a new winner of Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
It all comes down to cookie dough.
You're going to have to wait for the takeaway on this one. But in the meantime, you know, honestly, Jack, I miss the photos of people like crowd surfing to snag the last Furby.
Black Friday used to be way more eventful.
Nothing like hitting someone over the head with a Baby Yoda toy just to get said Baby Yoda toy.
Hitting your neighbor over the head.
Everyone forgives in January. But in the meantime, snackers, every December, there is one question that everybody asks when they're looking back on the last week.
Who won Black Friday and who won Cyber Monday?
Who won? Was it the online stores or was it the offline stores?
Was it Amazon or was it Walmart?
Was it Target or was it Macy's?
We think the winner of Black Friday is actually...
Okay, wait for it. Can we get like a drum roll or some kind of a sound effect here?
Buy now, pay later.
Buy now, pay later. It wasn't the big box stores. It wasn't the small box stores. It was buy now, pay later. The Gen Z credit card that won holiday shopping 2021.
Just call it BNPL because people are talking about it so much. I don't even have time to say it anymore.
Boom. Jack and I have been checking the stats, jumped in snack style, and we just got the data on Black Friday week. And here's what stood out to us.
PayPal's CEO called their buy now, pay later option the star of their holiday season so far.
It surged over 400% over Black Friday week compared to last year.
We saw similar data from the buy now, pay later business at Klarna,
which is the most valuable startup in Europe, by the way.
And from Affirm too,
which is the only publicly traded only buy now, pay later company out there. That's all that they do.
So you may be wondering, why are we seeing quadrupling and quintupling of buy now, pay later usage this year?
Well, somewhat obvious here, because you can buy something now and then you pay for it later.
Why would you pay $100 right now if they're giving you the free option to pay $25 every 3 months for a full year? It's like, do you want to keep your money or do you want to give it to us all now?
As long as you just do the pay later part, then there's no catch with buy now, pay later.
The catch is that buy now, pay later may lead you to overspend.
With this amazing option, people spend 30 to 50% more on average using buy now, pay later.
So it's not just pay later, it's probably pay more later because you bought more.
The key is the pay later. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone who spends money over the holidays?
Black Friday and Cyber Monday are facing the Toll House cookie effect.
Okay, snackers. This is wild. Get this. For the first time ever, we actually saw a drop in spending on both Black Friday and Cyber Monday this year.
That's right. Less money was spent by Americans on those huge legendary shopping days.
But here's what Jack and I think is the interesting part. Over the whole month of November, more money was spent.
Spending in November of this year was up 14% compared to November of last year.
So here's how we're seeing this. This is the Toll House chocolate chip cookie effect.
It started as a doughy ball on a baking pan, but it flattened out into a flat, even cookie.
Holiday spending used to be one big spend. Now it's one long spend.
The ball of buying is now one wide cookie of splurging across all of November.
The Toll House cookie effect. For our second story, Elon is also the CEO of SpaceX at the same time.
And he put a fire under SpaceX employees last week by feigning that bankruptcy could be near.
Okay, SpaceX, based out of lovely Los Angeles, widely seen as the leader in the space race right now.
Virgin Galactic, Blue Origin, cute competition over there.
Enjoy the hospitality industry. Have fun on the vacations.
Well, on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Elon sent an email to all SpaceX employees.
Employees of SpaceX are trying to unwrap a leftover yam and then they get this in their inbox.
They get an email, they get an Elon mail, and the website Space Explored got a hold of that email. And here's what Elon said.
To all of his employees.
The day after Thanksgiving.
This is what Elon emailed everyone.
We face genuine risk of bankruptcy.
And I, Elon, am working through the weekend and I'd like you to too. Sounds like boss of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on a Saturday.
Yeah. Now, snackers, that extremely alarming email message, it was about one thing and it was about one thing only. the Starship.
Elon hopes that soon you will see SpaceX's Starship rockets bringing humans to the moon.
Yeah, SpaceX just got a $3 billion NASA contract to bring astronauts to the moon on his SpaceX Starships.
And that's just practice. The real task that he hopes for, you know, timing TBD, is to bring humans to Mars on these Starships.
But here's the thing about these lovely, really big universe running around Starship snackers. They're huge. They're huge rockets.
And they're heavy.
Yeah, they're heavy.
And imagine how much force it takes to lift a gigantic rocket up into outer space.
Yeah, they require 39 Raptor engines working together to blast off a single giant Starship rocket.
And 39 Raptor engines. Each Raptor engine, we saw a picture of it, it's like the size of a Velociraptor.
Don't ask us, ask Dr. Grant.
So Elon said in the email that SpaceX must launch one Starship rocket every 2 weeks next year, or else there's a genuine risk of bankruptcy.
That's SpaceX's business model next year. They got to launch one rocket every 2 weeks, or there's a genuine risk of bankruptcy, according to Elon.
Now, we're not rocket scientists, but we do know basic arithmetic. And 39 engines times 26 weeks of launches next year.
This feels like a lot. A
lot of Raptor engines.
As Elon said, we need all hands on deck to recover from what is, quite frankly, in his words, a disaster. So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at SpaceX?
Fear is the greatest motivator. In the office, too.
Yeah, snackers, SpaceX's risk of bankruptcy, we think it's better described as extremely unlikely.
Because if SpaceX gets low in cash, it's one of the most popular companies in the world. They can issue new stock to raise as much money as they need.
Just look at what Tesla did, Elon's other company. They issued $10 billion worth of stock in 2020 to raise money. SpaceX could do the same thing.
Now, SpaceX is private.
It is.
You know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Huh?
But it's one of the most coveted private stocks there is. And they could IPO if they need to raise money.
Oh, and Elon is the wealthiest human being on Earth right now, so he could write a check from the Bank of Elon to SpaceX.
The elephant in the room is Elon's personal checkbook.
Elon said it's a genuine risk. We think he's just pushing employees.
Right. Like back in 2018, when Elon said that Tesla was weeks from collapse too.
Yeah, back then, Elon slept on the floor of the Tesla factory to set an example, again, to motivate employees.
It looks like Elon's doing with SpaceX today what he did with Tesla 3 years ago.
Fear, it is the greatest motivator, or as Elon tweeted yesterday, only the paranoid survive. For our third and final story, 2021 is the year of the Decacorn.
30 startups have passed a $10 billion valuation, and one of them is Grammarly.
So we're going to talk about Grammarly. Unicorns, by the way, they're like, so 2019.
10-headed unicorns.
Yeah.
Or unicorns with 10 horns.
Decacorns.
That's what this year is all about.
That's 2021. Now, snackers, the most recent Decacorn, it's Grammarly, 11-year-old Ukrainian-born writing assistant software.
Grammarly is a plugin for your internet browser.
Classics. Like, they're helping you identify typos, misspellings, like the your, you know what we're talking about.
It's artificial intelligence that will read your sentence that says, you and me went swimming, and they'll be like, it's you and I went swimming.
Do you know how many times, Jack, I have misspelled the word accommodate? You know how many C's are in that? You know how many M's are in that? I have to like buy a vowel.
Yeah, but that's just a typo, which like Google or Microsoft can do. Grammarly is going to tell you whether you use whoever or whomever.
Yeah, whatever.
Trick question. It's neither.
Now, the business model here is a classic freemium model. You can do the typo check, which is free, or you can pay $12 to $30 a month for a hardcore spell checker.
Grammarly also offers tone detection to make sure your email isn't too aggressive.
Oh.
Like sometimes I may have, Nick.
I'm not looking at you.
Or too excited, which I think my partner Nick here may have an issue with once in a while. How did you spend your Thanksgiving weekend?
So what Grammarly software does is it's like, hey, ease up. You don't need 4 exclamation points there, Nick.
Hey, you may want to remove please advise, thanks in advance from the end of your email.
Now, what they really need, Jack, is a passive aggressive tone detector to stop you from writing something like, as per my last email.
Now, what really shocked us and seemed to justify their, what is it, $11 billion valuation? Nick?
$13 billion valuation.
It's the user base. It's huge.
It's 30 million daily users. That's 30 million daily users.
Now, that's about as 10th as big as Snapchat, but
it is.
Look, this is a spelling service. It's not like social media dancing videos.
So we know what you're thinking. How did a spell checker get 30 million daily users.
They pivoted customers from the obvious customers to the not so obvious customers.
Yeah, the first 3 years of Grammarly, they were all about the students. Spell checking, plagiarism checking, all that good stuff.
Yeah, they're making sure you didn't do a little too much copying and pasting from the web for your final paper.
Because who doesn't want to mess up an apostrophe? The high schooler who's applying to college.
But in 2012, Grammarly pivoted from academic to business customers.
From students to workers.
A 15-year-old is not going to pay $20 a month for the premium, but a boss might pay $20 a month per employee to make sure they look good in digital communications.
So Jack, what is the takeaway for our $13 billion buddies over at Grammarly?
Communication is the greatest hidden corporate cost.
Yeah, look, Snackers, Jack, me, both of our therapists, they could tell you that communication is the key to literally every relationship you've got.
In business, bad communication doesn't just hinder your productivity. It has a monetary cost to the company.
Yeah, miscommunication. It's inefficient, it wastes time, and it causes dreaded thrash of like 10 emails back and forth. That is a cost.
According to the Society for Human Resource Management, bad communication costs the average large company $62 million a year.
Because typos lead to mistakes and bad tone, that leads to employee tension. And all that, that's costly.
A writer can miswrite, a reader can misunderstand, a project can get dropped.
Dropped projects, that's dropped business.
Customer may judge you. Client may knock you down a peg or two if you have the wrong punctuation.
Miscommunication. It isn't just inconvenient, it's the greatest hidden corporate cost. Jack, can you eat some junk food, watch some rubbish, and whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Black Friday and Cyber Monday, sales fell this year.
Spending, it flattened out like cookie dough into a cookie.
For our second story, SpaceX's leader warned the company they need to do better or there's a risk of bankruptcy.
Elon said that because fear is the greatest motivator.
And Grammarly is the latest decacorn.
Because communication is the greatest hidden corporate cost. Jack, I feel like Professor Adam Grant's going to like love two out of three of these takeaways. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Tracy Laughlin from lovely Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hazelnuts. It's the world's fifth largest nut crop.
Yeah, peanuts always taken number one. Hazelnuts, number five.
Well, related, Nutella is the world's most delicious breakfast spread.
Not a fact, just a personal opinion Jack and I share.
Get this, 25% of the world's hazelnut harvest goes to Nutella.
Yeah, those chocolate hazelnut spreads, one out of every four hazelnuts ends up in a Nutella jar.
It's like turkey, where five out of every four turkeys goes to the Thanksgiving table.
And four out of every three Nutellas is eaten on Thanksgiving. Two out of three of those are real facts.
60% of the time, Nick's right. Every time.
Snackers, you look fantastic today. If you haven't yet, ask a buddy, HYHYSD. That's how we grow.
Word of mouth. That's how we do it.
Have you had your snacks daily? If you know, you know. And before we go, happy birthday to Ryan Weedoff from lovely Seattle. He got the whole family snacking this year.
Happy birthday to Love It from Washington, D.C.
And Ariba Anwar, happy birthday in Carlton, Texas.
Happy 30th to Chris John Brewer in Austin, Texas.
And congratulations to Brown Bear Michael Aleem in Sydney, Australia.
Not only did he pass his surgery exam, he only studied for 2 days.
He sounds prepared. You know what? He sounds prepared.
No, he's like, great test.
Great test.
And to anyone else celebrating today, make it a T-ball.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.